Hello everyone, I came back. I don't know, it's a 9th audio or 10th audio or 8th audio. The lessons that I've studied about, it was about life admin. It wasn't really interesting lessons. I didn't like it. It was really chore. It means boring. I don't know why. I've listened this lesson for 20 times and I didn't understand most of the parts with text. But I said, Ali, you have to listen more and more, you will understand it. So I've listened for 30 times, and I understood some of the parts, but I didn't understand another parts yet. But I've told myself, you have to record and tell your opinion about these lessons. So the lesson I've studied, I told you, it was about life admin. Life admin, let me give you an example. For example, you do it something, it is your routine. You do it every day. I don't know, for example, when you wake up, you make the bed, you go to toilet and you gotta take a leak, wash your hands and face, or something that is your routine. Or for example, my routine is learning English every day, or do laundry or set a table or make lunch or dinner. There are something that are routine, that there are a task you have to do to make your day-to-day life run smoothly. And as you know, admin is short for administrations. A task you have to do every day to make your business or organization run smoothly. At the continue, actually we can say that Rob asked questions that how much time young adults, it means millennials, someone who was born in 2000, spend doing life admin. A quarter of a day, a quarter of a day, a third of a day, a half a day. And the answer was quarter of a day, that they spend their time to doing some boring and ordinary task. They, I don't know, make appointment, visit doctors, doing household chores, waiting in packages deliver, and etc. And Neil told that I never get around in life admin. He means that he procrastinate, he delay it, he don't want to do it. He'll stick with being admin avoider, and that's the reason, maybe that's the reason why he gets charged extra for not paying bill by his credit card. So you procrastinate every time, and then I think I said Neil or Rob. For example, it's Neil. And then Neil said that this is where to-do list comes in hand. It means useful. You have to write your work on a paper, a list of all the job you need to do, that work your way through. And when you cross them out, there is a kind of actually pleasure. You will find this kind of pleasure when you cross them out, because you have done it, and it's really interesting, and for your brain, because you got dopamine. And I think that's it. This lesson talked about life admin, a boring ordinary task, and then at least they told us that the to-do list, it'll be very useful for doing your household chores and for your routine.